I'm trying to get, you're trying to like concentrate on something, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get distracted quite easily. But I find when I'm listening to you, I get caught up in what you're doing. I'm like, oh yeah.
Well, I mean, I get caught up as well. It's really, you know, it's like for me, I can start my day.
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock with getting, you know, it's like I get lost in it. This morning I was going, like, I just finished. I'm still kind of sweating from doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and, I looked at the clock and I was like, oh, it's, you know, it's like 5 to 11.
Well, to wrap it up. To better illustrate or to give someone an idea for the listener on what you're doing and how you're doing, describe the setup. Because when I click on Facebook, this is what I'm seeing. Yeah, you're drinking a coffee. You're enjoying your coffee. And then there's like all of this gear that a lot of us don't have any comprehension on. I see some keyboards when I'm looking at it. But then, honestly, there's a lot of straight up wires running from different machinery. At one point, I think you're going to launch a rocket. I'm not sure. Or you're starting a new telecommunications corporation here in Canada, which I don't mind.
It does look like it. It looks like, you know, it's like I'm patching phone calls.
Yeah.
Through to 1950.
Yeah, like is it a bunch of like sequencers and old school synthesizers that you're working with, or like, how does this, like, what is the setup for the listener to describe?
So, what it is it's all kind of based around a modular synthesizer that I've been building over the last couple of years. And by modular, it's different pieces of the synthesizer. It's kind of like if you combine synths with Lego.
Right.
And so you can get your different pieces and piece it together, customize it the way you want. So within the big stack, there's oscillators, which produce the sound, filters, effects, sequencers, drum synthesizers, there's mixers, there's delay units, reverb, there's lots more oscillators, and there's, right, you know, strange utility functions, but it's all powered together in the back, but none of the connections are made anywhere aside from on the front, so you have to patch it through yourself. You have to take the sound source and then control it with a filter and an envelope to it to add decay and sustain, then add some effects, and then layer that with a couple more of them.
And you're doing all of this
from
a beginning point to a middle point to an end point. You're constantly changing it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, playing the system. I could set it up so it kind of just went on its own.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm setting the parameters and then controlling them.
Well, that leaves you a lot more room to improvise and to change what's you're feeding off of what you just did. It's not like you're going to do something note for note every time. You're going to have an idea, but you're always going to improvise.
I could never recreate it either if I tried.
Yeah. But you'd have to take one of those plugs and stick it in your ear, buddy.
Right. Doesn't feel good.
That's so funny. I'm talking to Jeff Todorov Heisholt. Did I do that right? No. Okay, sure.
If
whatever.
If you put an attempt in, then that's correct.
All right, then. He has a show every Friday night at 11 p.m. here on The Hawk at 101.5 thehawk.ca. You can tune in online. It's live improv, electronic music, and he does that for an hour. Let's talk about some of the influences that you have for doing this type of layering of music. Where do you, like, how do you draw your influence? Like, what other artists do you listen to and that you draw influences from when you're preparing what you do or feedback? Is there anyone that influences you in the same style of music?
For sure. It's interesting, you know, having made a career playing rock and roll keyboards, I started off as a synthesizer guy in the 80s.
Right.
You know, through my early years, I was a huge New Order fan.
Every time I think of you, I feel a shot right through a little bulb off the floor. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find. Living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me. There isn't all the fool won't set you free. But that's the way that it goes, and it's what nobody. We'll be right back.
don't believe in reincarnation because I refuse to come back as a bug or as a rabbit.
You know, you're a real up person.
secure. Really into the sound of synthesizers and keyboards.
Yeah.
Which then eventually led me to more just straight up electronic music stuff like Aphex Twin. 808 state. still kind of, you know, then I kind of got into rock and roll and got away from synths for a while, knowing that when I got back into it, it was going to be trouble and turn into what it has, just a big wall of electronics.
Right. It sounds like it's a good thing, though. I mean, you stepped away for a while and you kind of refreshed your batteries, and then you just came back at it as like, hey, I really enjoy this again. Like, this is like a lot of fun to do. I'm surprised, though, you didn't mention Kraftwerk, which is like so upfront when it comes to electronic music, but you didn't mention that right away.
You know what? They were a later discovery. Right. Like, even stuff like Tangerine Dream was something that, and Kraftwerk were things I knew about in the 80s, but they weren't up at the front for a while. But they've since, Kraftwerk is great.
Yeah, they are kind of an influence to you to an extent, or did you just say that's kind of like an acknowledgement to them?
No, that, they weren't the first thing that turned me on to synthesizers.
Right.
But I love being into a genre of music and the things that you start with, and then there's always stuff that you go back and you discover, and you're like, how can this exist as well?
Right.
It's great.
How did you come up with doing the show on the Hawk? Like, how did that come about?
Well, I was doing the streams every day, which I've got about 70 of them now, up on Facebook. Bri Webb got a hold of me.
Yeah.
And was like, I love the streams. He's like, would you be interested in, doing it for a radio show? And I was like, radio show? I'm like, yeah, I think I would. And he's like, yeah, just, do your thing. Go at it for, give you an hour. And, it's pretty, it's not an, I was just kind of doing it, for fun without any purpose really happening. Just developing it and having, keeping myself entertained.
When
to have something pop up is amazing.
Right, right. When you're doing it, though, is it like, are you stopping or are you doing any talk over bits or anything like that? It's just like, you're just introing, hey, this is, you're listening to Current Fantasy, and then you just take it away, record it, and send it into the station?
Yep, right now that's what I'm doing.
Right. So are there any other thoughts of changing the parameters of it over time, of adding in other elements?
I've thought about other shows that I've listened to that have evolved over time.
Sure.
It's like, some of the, where the guy, there's, a minute of talk at the beginning, but it eventually turns into a longer ramble. I don't have anything to say right now, aside from, musically.
Right.
But, I don't, it's still a lot of possibilities with what I could do with it, I think.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you're doing it. And the feedback that I get from people, they're like, yeah, I've been checking it out. I'm like, that's good. Like, keep that up. Like, that's what, to me, it harkens, like, it's a no-brainer for Brian to call you, because it really does harken back to the idea of campus radio, what it should be. It should be something that reflects everybody, right? Like, there's like, at no point should you just be constantly playing the same style of music and putting out the same style of stuff, because you'll never, because it's very segmented, it should be for everybody, right? So there's this, people will find enjoyment in Current Fantasy in this style of music that you're making.
Well, it has the unique element to it that it's never the same.
Yeah.
It's like going to, to refer to like a jam band or something,
right,
that would, play a different set every time you see them. And then that winds up being the appeal of going to see them so often, is that it's never going to be the same. And so that's one of the things that I've embraced in this is in the morning I get up, make my coffee around 9 o'clock, go up, turn on the synthesizers, and kind of just get an idea. I'm like, this morning I'm going to run all my drums through a wave shaper distortion. And then that set the tone for the whole morning. Hey, this is Jeff Haysalt. I'd love for you to tune in and check out my show, Current Fantasy, on The Hawk 101.5, 11 p.m. every Friday.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you.